Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You know, we talk about public pressure and what it can accomplish. It accomplished a great deal in the case of Loblaws and Zehrs. They have announced they're returning to their 50% off policy for items near the expiry date. This after announcing a cap of 30% discount earlier in the week, and people became angry. We're joined by Professor Sylvain Charlebois, the director of the Agri-Food Lab at Dalhousie University, at Food Professor on X. Sylvain, it's really me.
How you doing?
Well, can you tell? I feel great. Honestly, I feel terrific. I've just got a hangover. Well, a hangover from a cold or something.
I guess. Well, your voice actually sounds slightly better than last week or the week before.
Slightly better.
I can hear you very well.
Good. So let's talk.
You're still handsome and.
Oh man, you're too much. But let's talk. Let's talk about the victories for consumers who made themselves heard.
Absolutely. Loblaw never made an announcement about their change from 50 to 30% for expiring food. I was hearing rumors before the holidays, and I was just waiting for an announcement to be made, and it never came. So I checked with Loblaws itself, and it was confirmed on Friday, not yesterday, but the week before, and asked them if I can get their permission to post their email on X, and I did. And I knew it was going to explode because it was just a bad decision happening at the worst time for a lot of families out there. So and frankly, I just think that they missed an opportunity to read the room yet again. And so I posted it, and the week went along, and media was calling, and you could see that the anger was building until yesterday when I heard rumors from reporters that perhaps they would reverse the decision. I didn't believe it. It is Loblaw, after all, the largest private employer in the country. They're massive, and so when they make a decision, they're committed to it. And by 4:35 o'clock, we were learning that they were reversing their decision. So I was happy. I was very pleased about that because it is a lot of money. I mean, some people may not see it, but 20% on a piece of meat that's worth $50, and that's not uncommon anymore. That's $10. It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And not everybody can afford $9,300 a night vacations in Jamaica. So
exactly.
$10 matters.
Oh, absolutely. And so that's the one thing that surprised me yesterday, the reversal, which I was happy about, of course. But the other thing is that Loblaw never responded to one single reporter in the country. My email was it. That was it. That's the only thing we had. And frankly, if you want to, I mean, I don't think that we should expect the same level of accountability from grocers than, say, we would expect from governments, but it should be darn close. I mean, grocers are super important in our lives.
Yes,
so
they are.
You know, if media calls you, you should call them back, inform them of what's going on.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. So what do you expect the impact is going to be on grocers across Canada if they now understand and really see what the pushback from the Canadian public, their customers, is going to be?
Well, you bring up a good point because I must say, yesterday I was actually in a meeting with a food company. I won't tell you which one, but I must say it came up in the conversation. And I can tell you right now, Roy, everyone in the food industry were taking notes about what was going on this week. I mean, the situation is quite sensitive. You can't really mess around with discounts. You can't mess around with prices, less so with discounts, because the excuse that was given by Loblaws was that they wanted to align its promotional strategy with the competition. In other words, Roy, what Loblaws was really saying to all of us, from now on, you shouldn't expect discounts beyond 30%. That's the benchmark. That's it. And frankly, to see the NDP MP, Alistair McGregor, to ask the Bureau to look into this, I actually thought that this call was actually accurate. There's a lot. For many years, we've always seen some of these things happen, but we've never done anything.
I have to stop you. Well done, consumers. Pushback, well done. Things can get done, and it's evidenced over the last couple of days. Thanks so much, Sylvain.
My pleasure.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.